The New York Giants and Baltimore Ravens are in Tampa, practicing for Super Bowl 35 on Sunday. Commentator Frank DeFore doubts the game will be very exciting, but he hopes he's wrong.
Do you get the feeling we just can't have a real good competition in America anymore? I mean, we're in one bad stretch. Going back to the World Series, where the rest of the United States had to suffer through an intramural playoff between two New York City boroughs. Next, we had the Banana Republic presidential election and an unsatisfactory tie in the Senate, thanks to a dead man winning in Missouri. In college football, a bunch of nerds with computers put a team in the bowl championship, Florida State, instead of a team Miami that had beaten Florida State in a real game. So the showdown was a fraud and a bummer. And now we have a Super Bowl between two boring 50-1 shots. The Giants and Ravens are so weak on offense that there is considerable doubt that whoever wins will be able to accurately pour a tub of Gatorade upon their coach. No wonder the ratings for the NFL conference championships were the lowest ever. The only two players in the Super Bowl that anybody knows about are Jason Sehorn and Ray Lewis. And that's just because Sehorn proposed to his famous fiancée on television and Lewis was indicted for murder. Football? But the beauty of the Super Bowl is that it really isn't about football. It's a midwinter American cultural carnival notable for the fact that families actually sit together before the same television set, sans clicker. To most people who watch, the teams playing are quite incidental. Why, I've already had friends tell me that they're really looking forward to the game this year because they know the commercials will be so much better than last year when there were so many insipid dot-com messages. Who knew that the collapse of the NASDAQ tech stocks would lead to a more entertaining Super Bowl? And be thankful for small favors. The great thing about the Ravens is that they are so pathetic on offense that you can go to the bathroom when they have the ball, confident that you'll never have to miss any of the good stuff, the commercials. But this too. Indisputably, the two most important games in the history of pro football were played between teams from Baltimore and New York. The Colts-Giants overtime NFL championship in 1959 was proclaimed the greatest game ever played as Johnny Unitas became the great American hero. That one game really invented pro football as we know it and inspired the creation of the American Football League. Then in 1969, when Joe Namath and the Jets beat the Colts in the most shocking upset, the merger of the two leagues was spiritually consummated. The Super Bowl established as the prime one-day event in these United States. So despite it all, despite all the dismal predictions, perhaps Baltimore, New York will give us another thriller. The poet whose work inspired the Ravens' name once wrote a story entitled The Imp of the Perverse. Aha! Maybe that devilish little scamp is preparing to surprise us with what we least anticipate, a marvelous game full of high-scoring drama. For as Edgar Allan Poe wrote, perverseness is one of the primitive impulses of the human heart.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.